This one is, this person is Anita, A-N-I-T-A, last name is A-U-N-G-S-T. A-U-N-G-S-T, Anita. I need to date it for 1/12/2026. Patient was sent for face-to-face evaluation today. Patient is currently in his 19th limited period from 12/10/25 to 2/7/2026. Patient's findings today will be shared with the hospice medical director. Okay, so dated 1/12/2026. And her date of birth is 7/27/37.
They requested 90 days instead of 30.
Sure, okay? Yeah. She can have 90. Where did I say her date of birth was? 7/27/37. This is an 88-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of chronic diastolic congestive heart failure with cardiac stiffness, kidney disease, hypertensive heart disease, diabetes, continuation of shortness of breath, age-related cognitive decline, sleep apnea, buttocks, right buttocks pressure ulcers, hearing loss, and left buttocks pressure ulcers related to decreased appetite and protein calorie malnutrition and history of dementia, period. Her MAC is down to 22 centimeters, which is a decline from last visit. The blood pressure is 150/88, pulse is 80, respiration is 18, or two side 94% on room air, period. Anita is a 88-year-old woman, once again, who appears much weaker than previously noted. The patient is very confused, and that's a change in her condition. She's only oriented to person for me. She has sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. She has diminished breath sounds with few wheezes, especially on the right side on examination. She has a PPS of 40%. Her confusion and dementia puts her at an FAST score of 6E. She has decreased appetite. She eats about 30% of her meals. She's weak and tired at all times. She's short of breath at all times. Her two sides stable at this time, but she also has O2 available. The shortness of breath is both with rest and with activity, putting you at NYHA class 4, period. She shows ADL, she definitely is ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, pretty much bed bound, eating about 20% of her meals. causing her weight loss as well as decreased in her MAC. Patient has persistent pain, requiring pain medication, sleeping about 12 to 14 hours a day now. Patient does have chronic edema, 1+ at all times. Patient's decreased weakness, decreased cognitive function, weakness, worsening heart failure associated with shortness of breath, edema, and increased blood pressure are all consistent with worsening condition. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given actual progression of the disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Why is it increased blood pressure, both related to her hypertensive heart disease and chronic pain? And somewhere in there, make sure I have patients ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Thank you so much. Y'all do a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Somewhere in there, put down patient also suffers from Sundowner syndrome and behavioral issues related to her cognitive function and dementia. Thank you.